Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The destruction of America from within has been going on for over 200 years. 7 years after the American Revolution, the Paris Peace Treaty of 1783 established the King of England as the Prince Elector of the United States, and America continued paying debts to the Crown. During the War of 1812, the British torched the White House. The Act of 1871 created a separate corporate government for the District of Columbia, allowing it to operate with its own laws outside of the U.S. Constitution, creating the Corporation of the United States, and a new city-state for the Old World Order, with its financial capital in the City of London, its religious capital in Vatican City, and its military capital in the District of Columbia. These city-states have their own sovereignty. In 1913, the Federal Reserve Act gave full control of America's wealth to a private corporation beholden to the City of London. During the Nuremberg trials, only 19 were found guilty, while hundreds of Nazi war criminals were given jobs in the United States military-industrial complex. If you were to search online for just about any Middle Eastern country in the 1950s, you will see what the region looked like before British Petroleum, the CIA, and the Mossad turned it into a hellhole of radical Islamic rule. Placing psychotic puppets in power, the Old World Order then used it as a catalyst for the war against terror, which was then used to destabilize the region and create the catalyst for mass migration into Europe and America. Many Americans refuse to recognize the endless crimes against humanity being committed by our own government, and so, by default, they blindly support it. Even when the American government is caught funding bioweapons labs around the Russian border, many Americans turn a blind eye. And so now the majority of the world stands with Russia and see America as the main threat against humanity. A new video produced by Russia's Wagner private military is now recruiting Americans to join them in their fight against the United States, pointing out how the United States has become a force of evil and is no longer what our forefathers intended it to be.
You were a hero to your country, giving your best years in the army. You dreamed of defeating evil. You dreamed of doing much to make America great again. But in reality, you saw criminal others, the destruction of nations, the death of civilians, and all for the will of a bunch of families who thought they were earthly gods, deciding who would live under the rule and who would be destroyed. You begin to realize that this is the side of evil. This is not the America the founding fathers dreamed of. It has become the focus of the evil that is destroying the whole world. And today, the only country fighting this evil is Russia. If you're a true patriot of the very future great America, join the ranks of the warriors of Russia. Help defeat evil, or it will be too late for everyone.
If Americans were as righteous as we think we are, then we would not stand for such a corrupt government, wreaking havoc on the rest of the world in our name. Instead, most of us are content fighting each other and turning a blind eye. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I took off three broadcast days. It's been telling my family. I took off five broadcast days. A month before that, a lot of people say, Alex, you're usually working 7 days a week. What have you been doing? When things are so intense and so crazy. Well, I've been on air 28 years, and I really care deeply about the news and the information, probably more than most people on air. I think that's a conservative way to put it. But at the same time, when the times are so incredibly dire, and I've really not spent enough time with my family for many, many years, I am making my family the priority, and I'm also getting my family ready for future bioweapon releases and for more lockdowns and World War III. And I would advise everybody else out there to be getting yourselves ready as well, because if we don't back the globalists off of what they're doing right now, we're going to look back on the terrible times we've seen the last 3 years as a walk in the park. And I know it's not a cakewalk for people that have been injured or killed by these deadly shots, but it's simply an insane moment. I got to the point where I couldn't ever get away from the broadcast. I couldn't stop reading news. I couldn't stop having to know everything that was going on at every moment. And I realized that I'd been staring into the abyss too long and just had to get back closer to God, closer to family, and to really focus and research and meditate on the big picture. And I've written a lot of notes in the last few months on those subjects. And I intend very soon to be doing some PowerPoint-style presentations that are big picture, and where we've been, where we are, where we're going, and, of course, still doing the show 6 days a week as well. But I desperately needed to focus more on my family and get more into balance so that I could really then have a fresh perspective on understanding where we are right now. And so now I am going to crank back up my workload, and it'll be, I guess, tomorrow or so. I'm a little bit behind on this because of all the stuff going on. We also have ice storms in Texas, so part of the crew couldn't get into the office today be able to help me do a special live show tonight at 6 p.m. that I was going to announce today and do for 2 hours, commercial-free, with special guest analysis and news. But I barely got out of where I live because there's some hills with the black ice, and a lot of the crew is just frozen in. It's supposedly going to thaw tomorrow morning, so we shouldn't have as many issues with the personnel. We've got a skeleton crew in here that got in. Most areas that are flat, no real ice, easy to get to work. But if you live in the hills, and about half of Austin's extremely hilly, if you got a big road or a big hill or a big overpass by your house, and they haven't had a chance to salt it, you're not going to get out of your home without having a very good chance of having a wreck. I went ahead and did drive over the black ice and get up the hill, but the car did have a little bit of an issue, and so I could see why I'm not going to demand that my crew that lives in similar areas or similar type terrain be here. But I am here, and so tonight I won't be going live at 6 p.m. With a new special show. I'm going to be announcing some of the things we're going to be doing, and we've got a lot of initiatives that have been very pregnant for a long time that are behind schedule that are going to be launching here very, very soon. I don't always get things done on time, but I always end up doing what I say I'm going to do, and I couldn't do this without you, and I'm very, very thankful for all of you and the family that is InfoWars, because you realize that if you're going to have a free future and a decent future and control your destiny, you need InfoWars. And I understand if I'm going to be free and my family's going to be free, I need you. And so this is really symbiotic connection we have. The news is so over the top, as usual, that it's mind-blowing. So when I took off the weekend and Monday and Tuesday, I still did an hour or so of research a day or more, especially once my wife and children went to sleep at night. I did some research. And so I've really last 4 or 5 days of news here. It's all extremely important, and I'm going to do my best here to just go ahead and start plowing directly into it. Let me tell you what's coming up. We now know more of why Russia wanted to invade Ukraine. Russia had said this about a year ago on the eve of their invasion that came on February 24th, 2022. It's now February 1st, 2023, so a little under a year ago. They said Ukraine is trying to acquire nuclear weapons, and Ukraine is covertly preparing to join NATO, and NATO forces are already on the ground moving up against the Russian border. That is now all admitted in Al Jazeera, in BBC, and CNN, like it's a good thing. And buried in the articles, Ukraine's like, we've been trying to get nukes for years. Ukraine may seek nuclear weapons if left out of NATO, diplomat says. Here's the Hill newspaper. To prevent the next Ukraine, we need to clarify about the role of nuclear weapons. That's like Sean Penn saying, let's use nuclear weapons. Russia says real danger of Ukraine acquiring nuclear weapons requires response. Only nuclear weapons give Ukraine security guarantees. Hashtag Ukraine is now demanding nuclear weapons. And it just goes on from there. U.S. accuses Russia of violating major nuke treaty. For folks that don't study military history or threat escalation, this is exactly how all the experts agreed this would probably start going. If it began to escalate, it would just continue to escalate into regional nuclear war and then full-bore planetary nuclear war. And Pakistan will hit India, vice versa. China will get involved. I mean, the whole thing is just countdown to extinction. So all the distractions and all the sports and all the Hollywood shows and all the Avenger programs and all the fantasy land, all the tabloid crap doesn't matter. Doesn't even show up on a Richter scale, in my view, compared to this. And this is going downhill very, very quickly. They follow a formula of, we'll never give them tanks. We'll just give them armored vehicles. Okay, we'll give them medium tanks. We'll never give them heavy tanks. Okay, we'll give them some heavy tanks. Okay, we'll give them tons of heavy tanks. Okay, we'll never give them aircraft. We'll give them some aircraft. But we'll give them the most high-tech aircraft. Well, maybe we'll give them the most high-tech aircraft. Yeah, we'll give them the most high-tech aircraft. But we'll never have our airmen in those aircraft. Well, yeah, we're going to have our troops there. Yeah, our troops are there helping them operate the equipment. Yeah, we're going to move nuclear weapons into Ukraine. Yes, we may use tactical nukes on the Russians. Yes, we might hit them first. And then having U.S. senators of both parties on TV saying, you know, let's go ahead and nuke Russia. I mean, this is absolute, complete, and total crazy town, the very essence of Armageddon. Armageddon is looming. So this just speaks for itself. There's really nothing else you can say about it other than I'll open the phones up to get your take on World War III and can it be averted. I mean, it's not that I have a feeling of resignation. It's just that I see not our audience of great activists, but the general public that's somewhat awake and poll show doesn't trust the government or the media and knows COVID was a fraud. I mean, we're talking up in the 80% now. Okay, so yeah, big awakening. But what does it do if your eyes wide open, if they're wide shut, and you know what's going on, but you don't realize how much peril you're in because you've lived in comparative liberty and freedom and security for so long. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And then there's cherries on top like this one. Prestigious liberal watchdog condemns New York Times Russiagate coverage, says they premeditatedly fabricated evidence. Well, Adam Schiff faked a whole bunch of fake text messages in the January 6th committee, and they misrepresented stuff I said and did. Yes, they fabricate stuff because they get away with it. But we'll be getting to that. Also, I mean, on the COVID front, the rats have left the sinking ship, and now the ship is sinking completely. We have the director of the CDC task force on vaccines saying it is killing people and hurting them, and there's a cover-up. That's video. We talked for 4 hours about that. Just one video. Prestigious top insurance analyst finds 7% increase in mortality for each COVID shot you take, whether it's Pfizer or Moderna. And that's what we've said. Most people take two. That's 13 to 14% the global average of increased deaths. See, right there. It's up in the 20s when you take the fourth one. If you take the fifth one, I mean, you are getting the donut out very quickly. We've got Congressman Massey saying the Democrats are in full retreat. The whole COVID lie has collapsed. The public's turned against them. That's true. But, again, what do we do? I mean, that's just three articles out of, like, 45 I've got here literally in the stack on that. I mean, it's all bombshell on top of bombshell on top of bombshell as we march headlong into what can only be described as the end of the world. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silence those that stand up for the people of this planet. Let me do this. Let me mention some of the other news, and then I'm going to start plowing in to the COVID news, and I'm going to give the number out, and I'm going to take calls on the World War III situation, where you think that is going, specifically on that topic and on the poison shot topic specifically. But look at some of these other headlines here in the stack. This is so huge. So the Gateway Pundit, Hunter Biden was receiving classified State Department briefings on a regular basis, used to promote Biden family business where he was selling the knowledge to the communist Chinese. And now the feds have raided the Biden's beach house. Another raid. FBI agents swarmed Joe Biden's beach house as the slow roll continues. And, of course, what were they doing with some of the new funding that Hunter Biden was getting as well? The millions of dollars. They were studying splicing gain-of-function viruses together in Ukraine. I mean, you can't make this up. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're figuring out how to kill us and terrorize us into their control. While they divide and conquer us, we have on average two police officers a day being murdered in America. The police aren't perfect. There's some bad ones. There's some good ones. But you have, of course, the Trey Nichols story where they're trying to create a race war in this country. And CNN and others are saying, Van Jones and others are saying, that it was white supremacism is why the black officers beat the guy to death. Yes, because they were white supremacists. We have the national statistics. We've covered them many times. I'm not trying to single anybody out. It's a fact. On average, 11 times crimes are committed against whites by blacks for every time a white commits a crime against a black person, a violent crime. And in some areas, it's 20 to 1 or higher. And that's still a small minority of black folks that are doing it. Only black males, 13 to age, about 25, come from fatherless homes. They're brought up in a gangster culture by the gangs. You see that with all these other gangs with MS-13 and recruiting young people to go out and do this type of crap. But the point is that when Antifa was burning things down a few weeks ago in Atlanta and black cops were mainly the guys stopping them, who were having Molotov cocktails thrown at them, they're calling them racist too. And so you have to understand they're creating this climate of a collapsed society. They're letting criminals of all colors out after they commit violent crimes for violent crime, knowing it'll spur an intensification. And then they can come in and, quote, reform the police by turning them into pure globalist operatives. So the message is when cops get in bad situations, which are questionable, they're always going to be prosecuted, even if they're innocent, unless they've gone under the George Soros leftist DA's system of control. Then they can do all the things they want. And if you think American cops have problems, wait till you live under a communist or authoritarian or totalitarian system with the police. But opinion, the police who were killed, Nichols, Tyree Nichols, were black, but they might still have been driven by racism. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. all the police guard CNN facilities all over the country. Whoopi Goldberg on her program, The View, said, do we need to see white people also get beaten before anybody will do anything? Well, we're seeing plenty of white people getting beaten. Let me show you the latest video here in the U.S. of a white guy laying there doing nothing, being tasered and attacked by a dog, and five police jump on him and kick him in the face because he's in agony. I think this is wrong. This is stupid. And they should get in some trouble for this. We need to know the full details. They still haven't come out. But the reason I raise this, is it's not just that it's 10 to 1, 11 to 1 black on white crime. That's a national statistic. They can't hide that. If you're a white male, particularly, you are twice as likely to be killed by the police per capita. That means ratio to ratio. It's not because there's more white people, you're twice as likely. No, if you're a white male, you are twice as likely to be killed by the police if you're a black male. You know why that is? The cops slow roll the black areas. They're predominantly black. They know they'll go to jail. That's why you hear the recordings in Philly and Chicago and Dallas where you'll hear white and black cops. You can hear their accents. When there's a shootout between gangs, they go, just let them do it. We're not going to get in the middle of it. Let them kill each other. Now, if it's a white person, the cops will use what their old tactics that are designed to get them home alive at night, and some can say are militaristic and pretty brutal. And that whole threat continuum, that escalation of when they either make a mistake and shoot an innocent person, or you resist, or they think you're resisting, or they think you've got a gun and you don't, and they kill you. The world's not a perfect place. That happens, and when the police are wrong, they should get in trouble for it. But it's just not true. It's not true that you're more likely, if you're a black person, to be killed by the police than if you're white. It's just not true. You're twice as likely to be killed if you're a white male because the cops know they're not going to get in trouble if they beat the living snot out of you or if they kill you, especially if they have a reason to. But now, even when they have a reason to, they get in trouble. So, again, they are not enforcing in predominantly minority areas, particularly black areas, and that's why crime has skyrocketed. And you see it in Minnesota. You see it all over the place where the city councils will fire a third of the cops, half the cops, but then double their own security detail. Double their own security detail. Whereas you see all these videos when the police are dealing with black males, they literally, it's like they're at a daycare center or something. Please put the knife down. Please put the gun down. Please don't aim the gun at me. Okay, you're aiming the gun at me. I'm going to shoot you. Okay, boom, boom, boom. And still there's riots. Still there's insanity. Still there's crazy town. And I'm done talking about that subject, but if I wanted to show you police being killed, I could show you those videos all day. Especially when the Black Lives Matter stuff was going on. People were just going picking off cops everywhere. Do we humanize them when they're being killed? No. We should, but I try not to show the black people killing white people. I try, but you know what? Maybe we should because the media covers it up. I even have mainstream news articles in Germany and the U.S. and U.K. saying, oh, we're not going to show when a, quote, minority kills a white person or stabs a white person because that adds to racism. No, that shows that it's open season on white people, and it needs to stop, and that's what's been set up in this country, and no one can deny the statistics. No one can deny the facts. But I don't care if you're black or white or old or young or gay or straight or purple polka dotted. When you go through TSA, they grab your junk. They get all over you. They get in, you know, and I'm not saying they're all bad people, but the administration of it, internal checkpoints in America, but meanwhile the border's wide open. It just, the duck doesn't fly. It doesn't even quack. It doesn't even swim. It's not a duck. The dog doesn't hunt. It's just a fraud. We're setting up internal checkpoints with the borders wide open. Riddle me that, Batman. We'll be right back with more news straight ahead. Stay with us.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
In 2020, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum warned of an impending cyber attack that will take down all of society.
We all know that still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole.
In 2022, Joe Biden stated that sending tanks to Ukraine is called World War III.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III.
Earlier this month, Managing Director of the World Economic Forum, Jeremy Jurgens, says that a catastrophic cyber event will likely occur in the next 2 years.
The most striking finding that we found is that 93% of cyber leaders and 86% of cyber business leaders believe that the geopolitical instability makes a catastrophic cyber event likely in the next 2 years. This far exceeds anything that we've seen in previous surveys.
This week, a German foreign minister casually stated that they are at war with Russia.
And therefore, I've said already in the last days, yes, we have to do more to defend Ukraine. Yes, we have to do more also on tanks. But the most important and the crucial part is that we do it together and that we do not do the blame game in Europe, because we are fighting a war against Russia and not against each other. Thank you.
President Joe Biden responds by sending 31 M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine.
And today I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine.
And now all of the media is warning of nuclear war or a Russian cyber attack.
That'll be the first time they actually discuss it in Congress, when we are hit with a massive cyber attack from Russia in response.
If you are not suspicious by now, then you are not paying attention. Our government is not at war with Russia. They are at war with the American people. And in order to build back better, they need their cyber attack. Now they have a cover story, and the media is sticking their finger into the PTSD wounds of all Americans so that we do nothing but sit at home in fear and wait for the end. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Now, if you go back to that piece we did that was released a week before the 2016 elections, and it has quotes with Hillary Clinton saying, if we're hit by a cyber attack by Russia, that's an act of war, and we will use nuclear weapons against them. Well, that's a perfect way to set Russia up. I'm not saying Russia wouldn't launch a cyber attack, but how do you prove it? You get all the Vault 7 documents that Edward Snowden released. Remember, that's like 10, 15-year-old material. It talks about the CIA using computer programs to frame people, to launch cyber attacks from another country so you have a pretext to go after them. And they've been really setting the table psychologically for that it's going to be a cyber attack that's the pretext to escalate this war. So I have a special guest from the John Birch Society joining us in the third hour to deal with the constitutional conventions that they have a right-wing Republican movement that looks right-wing on the surface pushing. And we have Article 5 of the Constitution to be able to have constitutional conventions. I'm not saying we should never have one, but the groups behind pushing it, it's pretty dangerous. And I want to tie that in to Senator John Kennedy, not John F. Kennedy, the current Senator John Kennedy, when he questioned Biden's judicial nominee last week, and we'll cover this in the third hour, and it was a judge, and they couldn't say what the Article 2 or Article 5 was. This is a lawyer and a judge. And the media's like, oh, it's a gotcha moment. People wouldn't know that. Folks, a first-year law student would be flunked out in a test if they didn't answer the entire constitutional questions correctly. And when I saw the clip last Friday, I thought to myself, well, wait, what is Article 2? That's the executive branch that establishes the executive. And Article 5, that's a CONCON, Article 5 CONCON, Constitutional Convention. And, of course, it is. I mean, the fact that I'm not even a lawyer or in government, and I know this, but again, they don't teach any of this in schools anymore, and I know you know that. But that's why we're in so much trouble. And it's also in the Constitution. There's an article in the Constitution, and I'll be honest with you, my memory fails. Guys, look up what article in the Constitution deals with declaration of war. And it explains that Congress has to vote. It has to be done because they didn't want to have a president who could just launch wars on his own. That would be a dictator. So the president executes a war once a war is going, but Congress has to declare the war. Well, we're in a war with Russia, de facto war, but has it been announced? And the answer is no, it has not been announced. And so that's another one of the big topics. In fact, I'll pull up during the break and I'll come back with it. What article in the Constitution deals with declaration of war? I know the procedures, but quite frankly, 10 years ago, I knew all this stuff. There's so much stuff now. My head swims with the information. I think you're the same way. There's just so much. At a certain point, I'm like, I just know this is unconstitutional. And sure enough, you go read it, and there it is right there. So I remember what it says. I just can't remember what amendment it is. Declaration of War, Clause 11, 12, 13, and 14. Yeah, but what article is it? I'm going to talk about the clauses of the article. That's what I was going to say. Article 1 was the Declaration of War, but I couldn't remember. Yeah, it's Article 1. Subchapter 8, C11-3, Declaration of War. Yeah, guys, print me that off. I want to cover that because, I mean, this is just insane. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and hit all the incredible, when I say incredible, each day, as we've seen, and it's not hype when I say this, the poison shot news becomes so crazy that's why I've had to take time off. The fact that this is all out in the open and no one's going to prison and they're normalizing killing us in mass and even their own executives and own board heads and the head of the vaccine program, Tom Shimabukuro, just admitted COVID-19 vaccines are causing debilitating illnesses, and it just goes on and on from there. This will take a couple segments to get to, but I'm going to cover everything in this stack, and then we're going to take your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us on the war, and how do we stop it, and where do you see this going? Like I said, the cyber attacks, economic war, the war on food, it's a huge area. And then also the poison COVID shots, and how far is this going to go? Is just everything comes out. Hundreds of bombshells a day. I mean, hundreds. I can't even keep track of it. What's going to unfold here? And how do you see the globalists extricating themselves from this? Because as Congressman Massey said, the public's totally turned against them. It's over 80% now. They've lost all confidence. The Democratic Party is seen as a criminal institution now. He's absolutely right. So what do you call this no man's land or this purgatory we're in right now? Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. On those two gigantor issues that are the pretext for the cashless society, the central bank digital currencies, the social credit scores, the carbon taxes, the vaccine passports, and then, of course, World War III is all-encompassing. It's just massive, massive subjects that come together to bring in the New World Order. We're going to take calls in the second hour. Stay with us. Infowars.com and Bandai Video are critical coordinates for freedom. Please share them daily.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jones Show. It's because I believe in humanity, and I believe if you know the truth about how bad things are, you'll stand up and make a change. And that's happening. The power structure admits in all their studies and polls that vast majority of people don't trust the system. They're turning against globalism. They're turning against unelected international bodies of the WEF. But is that enough? And is it happening quick enough? That's really the issue. And do we have another 5-10 years to fully educate everybody else? And the answer is no. So I look at all these clips I sent the crew, and if I try to plan, it'll take an hour. So let me just show you the clips, show you the articles, show you what they say, and move on to the next. If you want to watch them, you can find them. Most of them are on Infowars.com, or you can just search the headline, and you'll be able to find it online easily on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or YouTube. But let's just do this. Let's just read some of these headlines. Breaking, director of CDC Vaccine Task Force, Tom Shimabuko, just admitted COVID-19 vaccines are causing debilitating illnesses. We don't even have to admit it. It's in the documents, but there it is. Why would they suddenly admit that? Boosted are our sickest patients. Top insurance analysts find 7% increase. That's 7% increase in aggregate mortality, that's dying, for each C-19 received, COVID-19 dose received. Josh Sterling, the more doses you have in a U.S. region, the bigger increase in mortality. If you're over the age of 50 and you took all five doses, that's a 35% increase in death. You know, that's a five-minute video. You guys just cue it up where he reads that. People need to actually hear this. I don't want to just say I'm saying. I don't want you to hear that. He's arguably the most respected insurance company statistician. And we just played the clip yesterday with the big MIT top statistician, super respected. He's right up there at the top worldwide, saying there's no doubt massive increase in death. It doesn't lie. That's the facts. The Biden White House and Democrats are in full retreat. They've lost the confidence of the American people over their handling of COVID-19. The American people can't wait until May 11th and demand action now. That's when Biden's supposedly going to end the COVID emergency, which he said was over in October of last year, right before the election. Here's Yuval Noah Harari. COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept to legitimize total biometric surveillance, the Chinese Communist Social Credit Score, AI. Here's other breaking news. German government bombshell, alarming number of vaccinated are developing AIDS, or vaccine autoimmune deficiency syndrome. Go watch it for yourself. That's the German government watchdog group. Let's continue. Pfizer made a really weird admission in a statement following Project Veritas report, where the executive, the head of mRNA worldwide, admits that they're creating weaponized viruses. Now, why is that so huge? Well, because they didn't deny that the guy was the head of their program or worked there, but they had surrogates for almost a week say it was fake. But it wasn't fake. Most of this work is conducted, this is a Pfizer press release, using computer simulation and mutations of the main proteins and non-infectious part of the virus. In a limited number of cases where the full virus does not contain any known gain-of-function mutation, such viruses may be engineered to enable the assessment of antiviral activity in cells. That's doublespeak. They have weaponized it, and they put it in there and see what it does to cells. As AOA 88 graduate of UTSMWC, this is Dr. Peter McCullough, I am embarrassed for the school about this, quote, 18th grad who couldn't finish residency or get board certified and is picked up by Pfizer as a R&D director to be stung in a honey trap where he spills the beans about Pfizer's real intentions for vaccines. Wow, it took Pfizer this long to figure out that Jordan Walker in the photo below does not exist. But now they admit he does exist. And here's the photo on the Pfizer website they took off of him in a white lab coat with a stethoscope with the rest of the Pfizer salesmen. Remember, he said, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm a salesman, when Veritas confronted him the second time with the head of Veritas, very politely pointing this out to him. But he wears the outfit just like Albert Bourla, just like all of them. It's a get-up, ladies and gentlemen. It's a suit. And now Project Veritas has one of those big video trucks parked out front, Pfizer, and an ultra-American patriot tweeted this. Like Alex Jones, I think O'Keefe is getting a Medal of Freedom when all this is done. I just want my life and freedom back. I don't need a medal. We rented an LED truck and parked it outside Pfizer's world headquarters in Manhattan today. There's some great memes that describe all this. It shows a doctor with two hypodermic needles in each hand saying, safe and effective is not a lie, it's two lies. It's not safe, and it's not effective. Now, here's just some of the died suddenly news. This is out of the New York Post. Ty King's daughter remains unconscious weeks after collapsing with a heart attack. It was just a few weeks after she took the injection. Thailand's potential heir at 44 years old to the throne, Princess, I'm not going to try to pronounce it, remains unconscious after developing a heart condition last month. She collapsed 23 days after receiving the COVID-19 mRNA booster, according to Dr. Shasharat Bakadai. Here's another one breaking. Sopranos actor John Vitamagilla's daughter dies suddenly at 25. Children's swimming teacher, 19, dies suddenly after suffering cardiac arrest. Just, I mean, so many of these I can't even keep track of. People say, oh, well, that's anecdotal. Really? Because I have the insurance company heads people, I have the MIT top statisticians, all telling us what is already going on in front of our faces. Remember this clip by Dr. Sarah Kayat? 12 days after receiving a COVID vaccine, you were 100% protected against hospitalization and death. even though all the statistics show it's the opposite. And now they're running around telling everybody that it's stroke season. It's just a new season that comes the winter where you all have strokes, including children. Trump's come out against DeSantis saying Florida was actually closed for a great long period of time. You remember, DeSantis closed the beaches and everything else. You know, they're trying to rewrite history. Well, yeah, Trump, that's fair to say, but DeSantis has gone further than you, decrying it now and saying he was wrong and saying the shots aren't good. So we'd just like to see you do that. And I'm not trying to be part of a popularity contest like it's a beauty contest and who we're for. I like Trump. I like DeSantis. But, I mean, let's just get straight what's going on. I mentioned this earlier. Breaking, Biden to end COVID-19 emergency declaration on May 11th, though he supposedly ended it last October. Remember that? And he says the COVID emergency will end when the Supreme Court ends it. We have UK judges has issued a ruling mandating a disabled boy with heart problems to have the jab against his mother's will, his sole caregiver. Here are the police showing up and dragging him away for his fourth shot. Of course, you can't forget Trudeau saying getting COVID vaccine was an amazing feeling. And I've got so much more to hit on that subject, but we'll get to more of that later. We're going to open the phones up next hour. We've already given the number out. I already see we have loaded phone lines. And I've just got so much that I haven't even hit yet on carbon taxes, World Economic Forum, food prices exploding to record levels. Wait to hear what the left's doing in cities riddled by crime. They're going after the victims, saying they should have done a better job protecting themselves. You can't make this up. That's next hour. Please don't forget that we're listener-supported, and we are battling to stay on air. We will stay on air if you just support us. We're in Chapter 11, Subchapter 5. That's a reorganization. I mean, no matter how many fake lawsuits, no matter how many big fake judgments, we make it through this bankruptcy. This company itself will be able to continue on with this crew and this brain trust of great work, the things we've done, and it's actually going well. But the only problem not going super well is having enough money to complete it properly. But we're very close. We're right there on the edge of red and black. Plus, we've got great products you need. Don't wait. Take action. Fund this historic operation. Help all of us take it to the next level. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're our best seller. It's always in the top five best sellers. Gone for more than 2.5 years. Now new and improved, even stronger, Ultimate Bone Broth with concentrated chicken bone broth, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, incredibly strong, turmeric. I mean, this is the strongest bone broth you're going to get out there, hands down. It's 25% off. It's the same price as regular bone broth. It's great, but not anywhere good as this. So you're getting a premium brand of the highest quality at a regular price. You get regular bone broth. Amazing for your joints, your stamina, your immune system. InfoWarsStore.com, Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And a bunch of products that we've got that are very close to selling out, we're going to have to end some of those sales soon. We've got 50% off on BrainForce Plus, 50% off on BrainForce Ultra, amazing nootropics, great for your brain. Those are 50% off. 1776 testosterone boost is 40% off. Pain MD, great natural pain reliever. It's already number one bestseller, but we have to private label it. Those are 40% off. So check out the InfoWars Platinum line. Whatever you do, take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for being part of the second American Revolution, not giving in to globalist tyranny. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser.